Oh, praise that wonderful, magnificent, and glorious name of the Lord. I want to thank all of you for pleading the blood. Had a little technicality there on the other end, but we give God praise. The blood of Jesus always comes through. And I want to thank all of you so much for pleading the blood of Jesus. Oh, praise that wonderful, magnificent, and glorious name of the Lord. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Judy Hagen, and we are here to give the instructions. To mute your line, you must now press the star key. Go ahead, press it twice. It will mute as well as unmute your connections. Everyone is invited to be a participant. And as you participate, bear in mind the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, give the area you're calling from, and remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. Can you imagine more than 1.9 billion listeners split their families? Wow, that is so amazing. Can you imagine more than 200 countries plus other territories? Wow, and to God be praised. We can be heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, France, Italy, China, Germany, you name it, literally all over the world. And we do give him praise. For those of you who are doing this for the first time, remember to follow instruction of the device you've logged on with and you too be able to be a participant. For those of you who are joining us from around the world, remember to follow the instructions on your monitor, and it also will allow you to have a very smooth, that's right, and enjoyable experience. Thank you so very, very much. For those of you who are receiving special messages on today, remember, in regards to NPA, the radio station here, remember you can call straight into the radio station. That's right. That number is 516-666-9491. And you can pick up, I believe, the station has a very special promo going today. And you can receive, for the first 5 callers, you will receive a copy of the book that Chief Ambassador has published and entitled God's Cure to the Coronavirus. So when you call in, do say, I'm the one here to pick up my free copy of the book, God's Cure to the Coronavirus. All right? Hallelujah. Yes. And our personnel will see that you get it. Thank you so very, very much. Again, the number to call into the station, 516-666-9491. Thank you so much. Oh, we certainly do appreciate each and every one of you. For those of you who want to be directly into the studio of the program that's airing right now, which is First Fruits, you may simply call into the live studio. And that number is 646-665-7400. And again, we want to thank all of you for joining. That's right, the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Commission broadcast, which is, that's right, as the web says, it is the largest prayer line on the planet. And thank you so much. And now, the man who God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, the one whom God has given this great vision to, where on a daily basis, more than 1.9 billion listeners, plus their families, more than 200 countries, plus other territories. And now, without any further ado, let us welcome the founder of the largest prayer line on the planet, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Amen.
Dr. Hagen, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Betty. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's give the Lord a great big round of applause again, Chief Ambassador. Hallelujah. We do honor him, and we thank God for him. Hallelujah. Come on, give it up for Jesus. Oh, my goodness. And once again, we just want to thank God, amen, for Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, hallelujah, and our first lady, Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson, hallelujah, as we congratulate them on celebration, as they celebrated last Friday and last Sunday, hallelujah, and as the celebration continues, glory be to God, hallelujah, we do congratulate them for 16 years of, that's right, church ministry. And I believe 51 years of Marriage. Wow.
Amen. Beautiful.
My goodness. Hallelujah. So we're just going to allow the Lord to have his way on the broadcast today. Hallelujah. And however he will, will be great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's take a moment and do hallelujah what we do. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And let's take a moment and say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Oh, wow. All these excited voices that we are hearing. Oh, my goodness. Near and far, all around. Yes. Hallelujah. And who are we? Have the NPA with us on this morning. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God, and they are just, we're on air live all over the world, and I want you to know this network, BTR, it is the largest talk show, that's right, radio program in the world. And isn't it amazing that we now have the largest prayer line on the planet, speakers right here. My, this is definitely not a coincidence. It's amazing how the Lord does order our steps. Somebody ought to clap and tell him thank you right now. Oh, bless his wonderful name.
Thank you.
Glory to God. And God has brought the right man to the portal for such a time as this. Good God Almighty. Oh, and we give him praise and we bless his name. I'm telling you, I'm going to ask the statistician if he would prepare to give us the total episodes that have brought us up to this particular broadcast. This is not all of the features, but this is just one of the features, hallelujah, because many others are also carrying this broadcast, and we thank God for them. I was sharing with Chief. I say, oh, Chief, there are people that are copying. He said, that's fine. That's good. That's what we want. So to all of our friends that are copying the program, go ahead. Copy and share. Amen. That's right. Share and copy and share. However way you do it, hallelujah, because it's all posted all over the world, and that is exactly what we want. For those of you that's on Facebook, go ahead. Copy and share. For you on Twitter, copy and share. For you that are on LinkedIn, copy and share. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. All right. God bless you. We see Twitter is doing it up as well. Thank you so much. And all of the new ones have joined since Blog Talk. You do the same thing. Just go ahead and circulate. Oh, thank you. Somebody tell the Lord thank you right now. It is amazing what God is doing over the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. To God be praised. At this time, can we get a volunteer to pray, amen, a general prayer for the broadcast today? Amen, and we'll be right back. The mic is yours. Thank you.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us this morning. Give us a fresh revelation. Give us fresh understanding, wisdom, and knowledge as we go forth today. Thank you for last night's rest. Thank you for touching us this morning and starting us on our way. Father, we don't need yesterday anointing for away yesterday anointing for yesterday's problems. So whatever problem we face in the day, we need the fresh anointing for today. And so, Father, as we go high, and you see higher heights but deeper depths, but God, we are prepared and we are equipped and we are ready. Thank you for the woman of God out this morning. As you take her turn, amen, to do what God has called and chosen her to do, give her a double portion of your anointing this day that will destroy yokes and that remove burden, that we all, amen, be filled. Amen, to capacity, God. Run our cup over this morning. Feed us till we want no more. Bread of heaven. Oh, God, that we may stand against the wiles of the enemy. We know when we got up, he got up. When we start moving around, he start moving around. Yes, we know he's walking to and fro, looking to see who he may deprive and deceive, and that he may oppress and depress. But, Father, thank you, because we got a God, amen, that sits high and looks low, and he sees everything, and he knows everything, and nothing catches him by surprise. And so, brother, we look to the hills from which come all our help and strength. Yes, we can talk about what the enemy is doing, but we also going to believe the report of the Lord. Wow, which is shame and amen. Thank you for what's going to take place on this land this morning. Thank you for the visionary of the land. Thank you for the man of God as he continue to press towards the mark of a high call. Oh, God, all of his steps, speaking to his hearing and speak loud and speak clear so that he may hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. That he may, amen, that expressing love to God in so many different ways that we all can say, oh, it was good to be in the presence of the Lord on this morning. Grace us with your presence this morning, because we know it's not by power nor by might. Bless every individual on the line this morning. I rebuke and bind premature dead over each and every individual alive. Bless every home, every child, every husband, every wife, sister, brother, niece, and nephew, grandmother, auntie that's represented on this line today. We all shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I rebuke and bind poverty, lack, and slack in each and every individual life. Thank you for the word, the word, the word, the word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, man, we have hid that word in our heart that we may not sin against you. Thank you for the word. The grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of God just stands forever. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. God, we just thank you for the word that's going to go forth today. That's what we need, a word. One word from the Lord will change our whole situation that we're facing today, and we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' marvelous and matchless name, we pray. Amen.
Oh, bless his name. Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Chris. Oh, my. Oh, my, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful morning. I'm going to ask everyone to please get a scripture. You can read it or you can recite it. And we're just going to have a good time as a spirit lead. Brother, Dr. Chris, I need you to stay put if you can, please, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Are you in a place where you can... Okay, good, good. Thank you so very, very much. We're now going to open up to get some scriptures. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The platform's open for the scriptures. Thank you.
Amen.
This is Betty Johnson.
Prayer Ambassador is Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and be strengthened thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27:14. That's the word of God.
This is Betty Johnson, Kansas City. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. That's the 16th division of Psalm, first verse.
Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas. Amen. Coming from Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Dr. Lucille Angelo, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen.
Amen. Hebrews 2:2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense and reward. Hebrews 2:2.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Ms. Ronnie Richardson, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should have eternal life. God bless you.
Thank you so very, very much. Can we get two more, please?
Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27:1.
Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Psalms 23:1.
Thank you, thank you, thank you all so very, very much
We certainly do appreciate it. Appreciate each and every one of you. Oh, I'm telling you, the Lord is so good. Those scriptures are so good and rich. My God, it's like food for our souls, and we appreciate the Lord. This morning, I just want to thank God for everyone that's with us on this morning. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to ask Dr. Christopher if he would prepare himself, amen, to host this program for the program that we want to do this morning. We want to do a very special program this morning, and I know it's all spirit-led, or Dr. Chris. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You know, when a man and a woman of God have served the public for 16 years, that is none short of a blessing. That's a huge blessing because quite a huge amount of sacrifice goes into it, self-denial and all of that. And, you know, when that happens, there's a guaranteed blessing that God's going to bless you. So what we want to do, we want to take a little time on the broadcast, yes, and give everybody an opportunity, and you can go as you're feeling it in the spirit. Dr. Chris, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But for those who did not make it to the service on Sunday and those didn't make it on Friday night, maybe they were hindered, maybe they were blocked for whatever reason, amen, glory be to God, but here's another opportunity. And maybe they didn't get an opportunity through the week, hallelujah, because maybe they were hindered or blocked. But here's another day just to participate and to get in on the history, because history is being written even now about this great, great occasion. And, yes, as he said, the Lord told him to say, he's the richest man in the world, and of a fact, that's the truth. That's the truth. He is because of what God has endowed him with. And we give God praise today. I know some of you are trying to figure it out. That's okay. Hallelujah. When the Lord said, come forth, and everything was pitch black dark, God knew he was creating an entire world and universe, and all he had to do was speak and say, come forth, and look, it happened. So without any further ado, Dr. Christopher, are you here? I was trying to get the music to play. You guys don't hear the music, do you? Okay, well, we want you.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here, Dr. Higgins. I was on mute, and so.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Please, there you go. The music is Oh Happy Day, and Chief Ambassador is playing Oh Happy Day. And it is a happy day as we get ready to take a few moments on the broadcast to celebrate two great people, our Chief Ambassador and our First Lady. That's right. Glory be to God. Now, they mean so much to each and every one of us. Each of us has a story to tell. Each of us can appreciate them in our own way. All right, so I'm going to turn this program, this appreciation program of our pastor and wife, 16 years of pastoral ministry, and I believe 51 years of marital bliss. So however way the Lord gives it to you, Dr. Chris, hallelujah, we're going to put this powerful microphone into your hand to power up. And right before you come and power it up, I want Chief Ambassador and Dr. Betty to know, hallelujah, when you check your, treasure chest today, hallelujah, there should be a big gift in there from Bishop and myself. We're sending you a love gift, and this is for your appreciation to let you know that we love and we do appreciate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Dr. Chris, it's in your hands. God bless you.
Amen. We are certainly grateful and thankful for the opportunity on this morning. Amen. When God gives us an opportunity to wake up in the morning, we just don't have no idea how he's going to use us. I just happen to be coming to the prayer line, and here God has given me an opportunity, amen, to heads up the program on this morning, and what a great and marvelous opportunity it is. She was talking about that Chief, all the things that Chief wants to do, and rightfully so. I don't understand why God would not do all of those things for him. The man has been faithful, amen, unto death. The man has been faithful, and when things didn't look right, he has been faithful. When things didn't go right, he's been faithful. Amen, throughout his 16 years, and rightly so. I can't understand why God will not give him all the things he expected and heard God say that he would do. Amen. Amen. That the whole world ought to be able to be present here on this morning and to edify and to magnify these two great people of God. I'm excited when you think about 16 years. That's a long time, amen, to operate in the supernatural when you got to carry the natural around with you. Amen. You talking about fighting. You talking about denying it. You talking about commitment and dedication. It takes a lot, amen, to walk in the supernatural, because you live in a fleshly body that can't be saved. And when you think about 16 years, how faithful this man has been, and I know it was not always easy, amen, but he kept the faith. Okay, amen. He kept pressing, he kept pushing. And every time he pressed and every time he pushed him, and amen, Dr. Betty, amen, God showed up. And every time God showed up, it just increased their faith. Amen. They got encouraged. They got embraced. They got enlightened. First of all, they got empowered to continue the fight. And 16 years later, they're still fighting that. So, I just one of those people that just want God and trust God and believe God to meet every need in their life. Amen. He ought not want for nothing. He should not want for nothing, because he's always giving something. Oh, my God. And so reciprocity, you should not be able to give and not receive. And so this man has always given as long as I've been on his line. And I'm sure, amen, even before, he has always had that type of spirit. And that when he gives, it's a certain way that God intends for us to give. Hey, he's a cheerful giver, man. He don't just give it; he give it with the right spirit. And so I'm just grateful this morning for these two people of God. They have been a blessing in my life in so many ways I can't even express. I don't even have the word to express my gratitude to you all. But if y'all would just accept my little thank you this morning, I just come individually, publicly, personally. Just to say thank you, man. Thank you and First Lady Betty. And man, I'm forever saying it. I'm going to forever say it, because you don't have to be popular to be powerful. And this woman of God knows her place. She ain't never trying to be popular, but I guarantee she's powerful. And that's what makes her powerful, because she ain't looking to be popular. And so, man, thank you, First Lady, for knowing your place and knowing where you are. Amen. We respect you to the highest, even when you don't say nothing, because you exemplify what Christianity is really all about. And so you're such a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. There's so many people, man, I wish that can see this couple, how they conduct and carry themselves, man, in a way that, amen, that you would want to be a part of Christianity. And so, amen, that's just my little, amen, I could go on and on and on till God come back. For the 2 years that I've been here, man, you've blessed me tremendously and constantly being blessed. And, amen, you've given me things that I wouldn't imagine. You have shared things with me. You have taught me things and showed me things and said things to me that transformed my mind and transformed my heart and transformed my spirit, and allow me to become used by God in such a way that it's just mind-boggling, you know, when you realize and recognize where you come from and who you were, amen, to the day to who I am, and you were able to recognize the gift and the talent and ability that God has placed on the inside of me, and you pull it out of me by giving me opportunity to do just what I'm doing today. Amen. I don't take that lightly. That's priceless, man. You don't get opportunities like this, man, to open up his line, open up his gift that God has blessed him with, his calling and his purpose in life, and open it up and give you opportunities to share your gift and talent, man. A lot of people hide that because they're afraid of other people are learning how God is using other people, and they're afraid that they'll give these people opportunities. Amen. Amen. It just might lose folks. Of course, he just might turn to all, but this man don't have that problem because he know who he is and he know who he belongs to. And, man, that's priceless. I thank God that, amen, I can sit under a man as meek and humble as him and First Lady Petter. So without any further ado, amen, I'm just going to open the line up and let somebody else, amen, testify about the goodness of the Lord and how God has blessed you all through this man and woman of God. 16 years. Some of y'all may have been there 16 years with him. Some of y'all may have been 8, 7, 6, 5. But I know however long you've been with him, you've been blessed. Because there ain't nothing coming out of his mouth. But blessing. He speaks blessing. He lives blessing. Love blessing. He respects blessing. Dad, simply because he respects God. And so without any further ado, man, the line is open.
Yes, good morning. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Teresa Stills from Trey, New Jersey. I would like to say once again, Pastor and First Lady, I am so grateful that the Lord has placed you two together to start a ministry and have been serving the Lord for 16 years in your own church. I know it's nothing but the Lord who has also given both of you this platform for us to be able to give our testimony of praise, our testimony of trials and tribulations. And I know it's nothing but the Lord that will continue to bless each and every one of you. I'm praying that he will continue to heal your body. I'm so grateful that I had an opportunity to be with you guys on your anniversary this year. It's just such an honor for me and my daughter to fly out there. We would not have had it any other way. And to fly out there and to come walking through those doors and to see the surprise of joy on your face when we did walk through, that meant the world to me. Because I know it was something that I wanted to do. I looked up to God and I asked him to make a way for me. As you know, I had just... still on the midst of recovering from an injury, but there was nothing that was going to stop me from being able to come out there and fellowship with you guys. It blessed my soul on so many levels, and I know not only did you bless me and my daughter on that on those days, but also those that were in attendance. You blessed each and every one of us, and you continue to do it each and every day. Your heart of giving to others who are less fortunate is just something that is a goal of mine, to continue to do that here in my state. And your love for others, regardless of what their situation is, that also is a goal of mine, to just accept people for who they are. You're going to have those that are going to say mean things and sad things, but you walk around with a smile on your faces and you find a way to forgive them for what they have said or what they have done to you. And I just ask that the Lord continue to just give you guys the tools you need to run on this journey called life. And like I was saying earlier this morning, just continue to look up. Continue to keep your eyes towards the sky because the Lord will bless you. I love you guys so, so much. I thank you for your daughter, Lenitra Roan. She has been such an intricate part in my life. And I just know that her skills, her will, her love has all been taught by you, by the both of you. So just continue to just let the Lord love you, and I will continue to love on y'all when y'all want to accept it or not. I love you guys. Back into your hands, Brother Chris. Dr. Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for that expression of love. The thing about what we are doing here this morning is that this real talk. See, I've been in the presence of people where people say things about people that ain't true. And the fact that and the reason why I'm able to know that this is true, what all you all have to say and going to say, because I don't experience it for myself. So what we're talking about is true. So thank you, Dr. Hagen, for going here, going there where you're taking us at this morning, because this man needs to know. Everybody, he said all the time, everybody needs to be encouraged. And if anybody needs to be encouraged this morning, you don't really need to be encouraged. But man, I know it's going to bless him to be encouraged. Because if they just let him know, hey, man, I'm doing what God's telling me to do, because people are being blessed. Amen. Come on, somebody else testify about the goodness of the Lord through this man and woman of God.
Prayer Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas. And I just want to encourage Dr. Renard Johnson and Lady Betty Johnson with my men getting to know them. It's been a blessing. And I just want to congratulate you on 16 years of being in the ministry, and that is no easy task. And I know that the sacrifices that you make and doing these things from God, for God, I just want to just dedicate a little bit of a song to you and to keep you encouraged. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. And I know that he is this to y'all. He is the source of all your joy. He fills you with his love. Everything that you need, he sends it down from above. God has smiled on me. He has set you free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been so good. He's been good to you. Amen. God has smiled on you. Be encouraged.
Man, thank you for that expression of love through songs, man. That God is amazing, man. Now, that was to encourage Chief. But you know what you did this morning? You encouraged everybody on the line. I know that's everybody's testimony there. And that's just how God is, man. He has no in the certain individual. He'll do it at times, but then he'll bless us collectively. And that's what you did through that song. Amen. Chief is very encouraged about the words in that song and what they mean. But everybody on this line got encouraged through that, because God has smiled on us and he has set us free. And my God, God bless you for the expressing the love through the songs. So, amen. Come on, somebody else. My God.
Dr. Gildersleeve from Chicago, Illinois, grandfather in Bahamas and India. Yes, I just want to say thank the Lord for Dr. Chief Johnson and Dr. Lady Betty. I'll tell you, I met them in 2018 when I went to Chief Ambassadors. I think it was the 50th anniversary. And it's just the beautiful spirit that they had. They never change. It's always the same. And they always just consider everyone. Chief, they even take the time out to encourage people. And it's just a blessing to have someone like that. You know, because people don't do that today. They don't encourage. You know, they just be there. But Chief is involved in everything. Their spirit never changes, stays the same, and they consider the poor. And congratulations on your 16th year anniversary of ministry. And God bless you all. Love you all, and stay encouraged. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that expression of love.
Thank you.
Know,
thank you.
You don't want
so much.
I know you don't walk by sight, you walk by faith. But isn't it encouraging sometimes just to see, see the manifestation of God operating in two people? My God, oh my God, oh my God, man, the meekness that just do something to me all the time. The meekness, and this man can sit here today, amen, Pastor Betty, been riding with him for almost 50 years. amen. They have been on a ride. He can sit you after God come back and tell you all the things that God has done for him and get his brother healed and weak and humble as a lamb. Oh, my God. I don't know many people that have done all the things that he's done and seen all the people he done see and been all the places he can do and still, amen, to come as a little child. I just like God said, you left one coming out of the chair. Amen. That's a grateful heart. That's a grateful heart. Not a grateful mouth. Not a grateful look. But he has a grateful heart. You got to look beyond the miserable and see the heart. Come on, somebody else testify about the goodness of the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord, Dr. Miss Ronnie Richardson. Just want to jump in here before I get out of here and run the work. Just want to thank God for Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty on his 16 years of ministering and 51 years of being married together. Very powerful couple ordained to do the work of God. It has shaped some things in my own ministry as a young man. And I appreciate what God is doing in them. So my hat is off to you. I encourage you today and many more years of blessings and healing and direction and leading people to Jesus Christ. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Ron. I appreciate you. You know, God told Abraham.
Thank you, Brother Ronnie. Thank you.
God told Abraham, take his son and just go. And he didn't tell him where to go. He just told him go. He said, when you get there, you're going to know it. You're going to know it. When you get to the place, you're going to know the place. And because Abraham went to recognized the place, he instead of him having to kill his son, God had a ram in the bush. He said, oh, Abraham, he had the knife up. I got a ram in the thicket. Yeah, but he recognized the place. He could have went any other direction. If he'd have went right, if he'd have went up, if he'd have went down, he'd have killed his son. But because he recognized the place that God said, you're going to know it. Amen. When I come to this prayer line, I recognize I was in the right place. Brother turned me on to the prayer line, and the brother no longer here. But, you know, there are some people that left because they couldn't stay. And some people, and all of us stayed because we couldn't leave. Because of what God was doing through this man and woman of God, that he just encouraged us to anticipate us, having us to just come to the prayer line. It starts off amazing. The prayer line, this line starts off amazing with Dr. Hagen. My God, she coming out with a spirit of excellence, a spirit of joy. You can't help but to sit there and wait to see what's going to happen and take place. It starts off. But joy. Come on, somebody else testify about to get this out of love. Oh, my God. Anybody else?
Yes, I praise the Lord. This is Dr. Freddie Mae Cullins from Kansas City, Kansas. And I just want to add to my congratulations from the other day that some people in Hollywood can't hardly stay married for 51 minutes. But I want to congratulate them for 51 years of marriage. And I also want to congratulate them on their 16th year anniversary in ministry. If you all can recall when you were 16 years old, how special that day was. When you turned 16 years old, you were so happy and so excited. And this is 16 years of ministry to the Lord, how gracious that is, how special they are. To be in ministry for 16 years. God has blessed them, and God is just so good. And I also want to thank them for giving me an opportunity to be a hostess on Tuesday nights. A lot of ministries are selfish, and they're jealous of people, but they trust me to host on Tuesday night every week. And I just thank them for that, for giving me the opportunity to be able to express myself. And I feel at freedom and liberty when they might get on the line on Tuesday. I'd be excited because I am entrusted by them to do that service for the Lord. And I just love you all both, and you all be encouraged, and God bless you, and Lord bless you with 16 more years and 51 more years of marriage, if the Lord say the same. I love you all. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for recognizing the benefits that we receive for being a part of this prayer line. Our gifts and talent and ability has been shaped and have been moved. We become better by operating in them, by having the opportunity to operate in them. Amen. I can't even do some of this stuff at my own church. Amen. And stuff like that. But man, this man of God is just, he's unbelievable, unbelievable. No wonder God healed him, oh man, over 45, 50, 60 years ago. No wonder God had a plan for his life. And before his mom and dad even got together, God knew him. God knew him by name. Amen. God knew he was going to marry Dr. Betty. God knew that they were going to run together. Amen. That's his ride or die chick. I believe it with all my heart. Vice versa. Amen. Behind every good man, it has to be a good woman. Especially this man of God. He couldn't have nobody else but Dr. Betty. Ain't nobody else could have had
him.
Dr. Betty. So we thank God for that. Come on. Somebody else tell God about the good of the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning, even for the opportunity to say congratulations to Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson and Lady Betty, Dr. Betty Johnson. I just thank God for you all and the ministry that you have been able to bring forward to us as this prayer line has gone forth. I thank God for me being able to share with you for 9 years. And I just think about the very fact that it was such a time as this that I needed it to be able to rise early in the morning and hear the word of God and be able to share and hear the so much love and encouragement that is passed on. And it was because of the vision, Dr. Bernard Johnson, that the Lord gave you and that the fact that you accepted it. And, you know, that is a blessing. It's been able to bless so many. And surely it has blessed me. Surely I know God will not forget and the labor of love that you've given to so many people. And I'm asking God to continue to bless you all the more, thanking the Lord for your 16 years of ministry and the 51 years of marriage. What a total blessing, a blessing. Praise God. Congratulations for the longevity that you have had. And you hung in there, stayed in there. And I'm just grateful for having you all and just enjoying the vision that you shared with us. So the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Continue to bless the both of you. I love you. Thank God for you.
Hey, thank you for the expression of love that you recognize the goodness of the Lord. And oftentimes I think about how this man take time out of his busy schedule. Pay for his own gas, drive his own car, miles. And we call and say, hey, man, loved one died, and, man, he pops up and shows up. Hey, man, I'm going to be there for this. I'm going to try to get there for that. Just like the other day when Dr. Higgins said, man, we want you to speak. He could have easily said, no, man, he's like, I'm going to be there. I'm going to do that. I'm telling you, just grateful, man. And a lot of times they say you take on the same spirit as your leader, and because we sit under him, I hear a lot of him in all, in a lot of us, in all of us. I hear him, because that's who we sit under. Amen. This is why he labored before the law. This is why he lay before the law, because this is what blesses him to know that his labor ain't in vain. We're receiving it. We're responding and reacting to what God's given him to give us. One of the most difficult thing in the world, and I know it. Amen. To be preaching and teaching somebody and they're not getting it. That, oh my God. So I know this morning he's blessed abundantly above all that he can actually think, because he himself through us. This is him what we talking about, because we sit under him. We got the same type of spirit. If you don't have the same type of spirit, you ought to be wanting to have that same type of spirit, because that spirit has brought him where he at today. We going to get where he going to go. We're going to have to respond and act like him. We're going to have to respond and act like Dr. Bennett. We're going to have to sometimes keep our mouth. Hey, amen. Don't try to be popular. Just be powerful. Not saying nothing. And when it is time for you to say something, people be like, oh, my God, I didn't know she had all that in her. I know you didn't, because you don't want to shut up and do what you're supposed to do. Amen. If you do it like that, Dr. Bennett do it, then when you open your mouth, somebody be like, my God, what am I learning up on your life? When you're always talking and always got something to say and don't want to line up and don't want to do what the man of God told you. Like, I wanted to get in the other day and say something so bad when he said, look, you just repeat after me. Say what I say. My God. When he asked the man at the pool, do you want to be made whole? He said everything to God but what God asked him. No, I didn't ask you that. Do you want to be made whole? My God, when you answer a question, when he asks you something, just answer, just respond. Say what he said, say. He the prophet, God give it to him. And so, man, I just thank you, man, when I think about all that, man. I called a brother one time and told him I was going to my sister. I had a supper. I don't know what it was. And he was on a function. Man, hold up for a minute. He stepped away. How many people going to do that? How many people going to try to be by your side with your loved one? I'm just saying. How many pastors going to do that? A grateful heart can only do that. Come on, somebody else doesn't worry about the goodness of the Lord. Anybody else? And you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. You can make it up, but you can't make this up. That's some stuff you can make up, but you can't make none of this stuff. This real talk this morning, we talking real. We talking about experience. We talking about the manifestation of what we're saying. Amen. We've seen it. We have experienced it. We've been in the presence of it. We've heard it. Amen. It's been on display. I got an example before me. Amen. A lot of times I used to try to learn stuff with no example. Difficult. But, man, when you got an example in front of you, man, you got to take that example, and you got to apply it to your life, especially when it's going in the direction that it ought to go. Man, I feel so many times in life because the direction I used to take, blind leading the blind, we both fell in the ditch. It wasn't until God pulled the scales off my eyes, opened up my ears, unplugged them, so I may hear what the Spirit had to say, transform my mind. I had to come out of the environment that I was in. Hey, God don't have to touch nobody two times, but he touched a man twice. The first time he touched him, he said, how do you see man? He said, I see him at street. God took him by the hand and walked him to the city, he said, and touched him again. He said, now how do you see men not? He said, I see them as they are. The reason why he took him out of his environment, and once you come out your environment, you begin to see. You look back and you see, man, I was in all of that mess and junk. My God, hey, your perspective changed. Come on, anybody else want to, hey, man, encourage this man of God? Come on, anybody else? Dr. Hagen, you sound like you level. Amen. Pastor, Dr. Betty, we want to give you an opportunity, even though we're encouraging you and him. Amen. I know you may want to encourage your husband. Yellow, are we still here?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else? Well, will we say the best? Hello, go ahead.
This is Dr. Lucille Angelo. I just want to say that I really thank the Lord that my auntie invited me to go to Amazing Grace with Dr. Bernard Johnson and Lady Betty, because I have really came a long way since I've been there. And I thank the Lord for that. I've learned a lot. I'm getting in my word, in the word now, and I just thank the Lord for all he's doing in my life because of him. And I just want the saints to just continue to keep me in my prayers. I don't talk that much, and I'm going through something right now, but I thank the Lord that every time I call them, they always there for me, and they pray for me. God bless everyone.
Hey, look, that's a shout, Mama, right there. You heard what you just said? I'm going through something. You ought to be shouting, because that's an indication to me. You're going through it. It's an indication that you're coming out of it. Go through it. There's a brighter light on the other side of the tunnel. I'm going through something. Oh, yeah, without a doubt, I'm going through something. And as long as we serve the Lord, we're going to go through something. Yeah. I'm going through it. Just like you told the disciples, we're going to the other side. I don't care. A storm may rise, a wind may blow, but we're going to the other side. You're coming out, sister. You're coming out. Get excited.
Coming out. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Shade, that won't quote shout out. Anybody else? Anybody else? anybody else. We don't miss nobody. Amen. Well, we saved the best for last. Hey, Dr. Hagen, hey, we saved the best for last. And I'm going to put it back in your hand. And I know you got some things you want to thank the man and woman of God for. And, hey, we'll go from there. Back in your hand, Dr. Hagen. Thank you for the opportunity, amen, that you have given me on this morning to narrate the line. Thank you so much.
So while Dr. Hagen is coming, let me just say, oh, my God. God is awesome God. I want to, you know, you have to be careful with a man like me. And let me say that. Why? Because I was just sitting here minding my own business. Minding my own business. Listen to you, Dr. Chris, Dr. Hagen, who had presented you. And God told me to get a pen. I said, all right. He said, write down the names of the people who are encouraging you. I said, all right, Lord. He said, I said, why? He said, I want you to make them millionaires, the first millionaires, when I bless you. That's what God said. And I got the names of Dr. Hagen, Dr. Chris, Dr. Teresa Steeles, Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Dr. Ronnie Richardson, Dr. Freddie Collins, Dr. Deborah Johnson, Dr. Lucy Langelo.
Man, what a revelation, man. What a revelation. Put the thing together like that, correspond that like that.
Yeah.
Chief Ambassador Dr. Gildersleeve was on to accurate. Always. You just always pick through it.
Yeah, you said something too, didn't you, Dr. Gildersleeve?
Yes, I did, sir. Yes, I did. And I mean it. I mean it.
And you did right. You did right. Amen. Bye. Saying something right now. But we all, you know, we miss sometimes. We miss it. Amen. But I got you, Doc.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Chris. We certainly do appreciate you hosting this very, very special spotlight. Amen. The Chief Ambassador and our First Lady, I'm telling you. And I have somebody on the line who just want to say good morning. God bless you, Mom. Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you still walking and shouting and my goodness. I hear that you did a thing for the work lady the other day. She wasn't expecting you to be walking in. While she came in to aid you, you said, well, I believe all of this. Stand up. And she almost fainted, did you? Oh, my goodness. Then you took it further. Top. Well, I believe I'll just take a walk. Oh, my goodness. You should have numb on that lady. She supposed to have been caregiving for my mom. And my goodness, mama started walking around there, pushed the wheelchair one way and left it and put the walker another place and left it and started walking around. Oh, mama. Who can better tell that than you? Dr. Johnson had told you to do what, mama? What did he tell you to do? Dr. Johnson had told you to do something. What did he tell you to do?
Well, he told me something about a nightline. My staff attacks every day or something like that, and every day, and praise God, I was thanking God, and God is doing wonders.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Amen. Thank God that Deacon Johnson, praise God this morning, praise God, and the nobody is celebrating. Praise God, how many years that y'all were married, amen, and in the ministry. And that's a blessing. And I just pray God to continue keeping y'all, praise God. And you just have, and keep on blowing that home.
Come on, mother.
praying for y'all. And thank God. That's a long time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everyone knowing the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And thank God for you and your wife. Amen. And amen. Can celebrate. Amen. How many years that y'all was together, and amen, and in the work for the Lord. That's a blessing. I'm a thing, Bishop Johnson. Praise God. Thank God. I could get up this morning, amen, and take my own gas. Amen. Ain't nobody had to mask me today.
Yay! That's a miracle. Yay!
Yes, yes. Thank God. Y'all, let's continue to keep me in your prayer. Amen. And I'll be back out there. God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. We love you too, Mom. We love you too.
And you can tell Bishop Hagin, praise God this morning. Praise God. I got up this morning and I took my own bath, okay?
Awesome. Awesome. God is really doing it. Oh, come on, everybody. Let's give the Lord a praise. Give him a praise. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. See, from that,
yeah.
My mom just wanted to salute you and First Lady this morning and to everybody on the First Fruit. Oh, my goodness, about a week or so ago, amen, it wasn't hallelujah quite like this. But look, God has given us all a miracle, and we are so grateful. Thank you, Mom. We love you.
Love you, too.
Oh, my goodness.
God bless you.
Bless you, too, Mom. Dr. Chris, if you would just take, oh, hold a minute, just my... Right before you go, Mom, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's fixing to go, but right before she go, Chief Ambassador, you'd like to say something to Mom before she go? Would you?
That's right. Who want to say something to me?
It's good. It's good. All is good. All is well, Mom. But I will call you as soon as I'm off the broadcast. Love you, Mom.
Love you, too. God bless.
Bless you, Mom. Praise God. Can everybody still hear me? Hello?